Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, that like clock, you major. I just said a new set of holes on a new
Alrighty. Welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realist podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we're going to talk about just what is going on in the NFT scene, the NFT world, the digital asset world, the new tech shit. What is happening right now? So just let me touch on it briefly because I think it's just fucking hilarious. It's just one of those more like entertainment, really nothing to do with NFTs, but just still funny. The whole Zuck and Musk shit, right? Like these two fucking dweebs, right? Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they just keep on going back and forth about locations, like blah, 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 like post up or shut the fuck up, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that's what everybody is thinking. Like, no one gives a shit. Just, we just want to see this fucking fight and just, yes, Coliseum, like UFC, like, we don't give a fuck. Just hurry up, right? So, one thing about this fight that I just thought was super awesome, super sick. So, it's supposed to raise around $1 billion, right? And all the money is going straight to veterans. Isn't that so fucking sick? I just wanted to say again, if there's any veterans listening or you have veterans in your family, like being a veteran, serving your country is the most noble thing in the world you can do, 100%. So again, just shout out to all veterans. Salute to you. Like that is a just badass motherfuckers. End of story. So the fact that this is all going, all the donations are going to veterans, that made me actually super happy. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. Not just some blank fucking charity or something, just some random ass charity they just pulled out their ass. Like, no, it's going to the veterans, the vets, right? If it was fucking Joe Biden, he'd send it to Ukraine for fun, right? Because he loves doing that. That's not here nor there, but anyway, so I thought that was fucking sick. Just, that's awesome, right? So, anyway, we've got Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola launches on Coinbase's Layer 2, right? So it's called Masterpiece. So Coca-Cola, right? Obviously one of the biggest brands in the world. They're not new to NFTs or right digital assets playing in the metaverse. They're not new to this shit at all, right? But it's one of those things because again, as we always hear and see on the timeline, right? NFTs are dead. Right, so it's insane because I always talk about this and I always bring this up and it's like it's just a reiteration. It's so easy to think yes, NFTs are dead, NFTs are gone, this was just a phase. But again, not only are you looking at the companies, right, that are continuously spending money, right, on the metaverse, they're just what they're going to do digitally, right? The keyword there, digitally, right? As long as we have iPhones, as long as iPhones exist, right? NFTs will 100% be a thing. That's just a no-brainer there, right? So there's no NFTs are a fad, NFTs are gone, NFTs are like, it just, like, you couldn't put anybody in front of me to tell me differently. It's just what it fucking is. And again, that word is going to get retired 100%. The word NFT will be retired. It'll be, of course, just known as a digital asset. Like, again, if you want to ask people about NFTs, don't even ask them what is an NFT or what do you think about NFTs. Just say, hey, like, what do you think about digital assets, right? That barrier goes down at least 80-90%. Before, if you just say NFTs, they want to punch you in the throat. If you just say digital assets, they're like, oh, that's not so bad. Well, a digital asset, they're like, yeah, I can actually see that. I can, right? It's so different. So anyway, these are the very, 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 very subtle, super subtle things that we've got to focus on. We've got to keep it in the mind because, again, you're going to get a lot of that. You're going to see a lot of the whole, NFTs are dead, blah, 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 whatever the fuck, right? But it's something you just got to dig a little bit deeper, understand. And, again, these big-ass corporations are not spending billions of dollars like just for fun, right? Even though they probably could. They're not, right? Like, they know exactly what they're doing. And it's interesting because when I think about like a little mom and pop shop business, they're probably not going to spend, like, again, if they have a marketing budget, right? Like, they're not going to probably go all in on the metaverse, right? But Coca-Cola, right, is a huge billion-dollar corporation. They have a little bit more money to play with, right? To a little bit more brand exposure, a little bit more brand touches. That's literally all it is about, is the brand touch. And so, again, hearing Coca-Cola release this new collection, like, it makes my, what do you call it? What is that word that I'm looking for? It makes my conviction, there we go, my conviction just through the roof, right? I'm going to keep on going through convictions in this episode. But again, this is just one of those ones that I see. And it's interesting because they're using up and coming artists, right? Like emerging artists as the artwork on the actual Coca-Cola can. And so that is also, it's just super interesting. Super interesting as well. It's super smart play. It's like, from a brand perspective, it's just a smart play. And one thing I've been noticing about a lot of the shit that I read, specifically in like the digital ad branding space, right? They're worried about touching their next consumer, right? The next consumer is not the 90 or 80 year old, right? We know this. The next consumer is the 10, 15, 25 year olds, right? The people that are still in their mom's stomach right now. Those are the next consumers of the next decade, right? The next decade and a half, next 2 decades, next 3 decades. And so it's very easy, because I'm always, you know, ear to the streets with comments. Just what is average Joe Schmo saying? Because again, we can sit here and listen to people in the NFT space, right? You can listen to me all day. You can listen to this other guy in the NFT space. But again, we're all in the NFT space. We're all in the digital tech space, right? So once you get out and you just understand what the average consumer, I guess you could say, is thinking about, it's really not any of this shit at all. Like, that's just the reality of it. Like, they're not thinking about NFTs. They're not thinking about this shit. Like, it's honestly, NFTs kind of piss them off. Like, let's be fucking real. Like, NFTs, they just don't like it. It's a sour word in the ear. As much as I watch and listen and read NFT related text shit, I still have to go to the average consumer, because there's going to be a point in time where I'm going to have to explain everything to the average consumer, and I'm going to break it down super simply, right? And I do that shit all the time, but it's just one of those things. Anyway, this is just what we will continue to see as we keep continuing to see. We'll just, again, it's going to be the next company, the next whatever the fuck, right? It's all just interesting shit, but they know exactly what they're doing. They're touching their next audience. That's how we're going to reroute back to that last point, is that when I'm reading shit, it's always to capture the next audience, to hit the next generation, to tap on the shoulder of the new consumers. What they always use these, they're saying the exact same shit, right? To hit the young generation, right? Just different ways of saying it. But that's what these companies are doing. And again, if you're Coca-Cola, if you're Budweiser, if you're fucking Mazda, Kia, these big ass fucking brands, right? You have the budget to do that. Right. And again, I've talked about brand touch points. I'm not going to go too much into there. So anyway, we'll end it there. But let's go over to this next thing. FC Barcelona, right? FC Barcelona just got a $132 million blockchain /NFT venture, right? $132 million secured for FC Barcelona, right? This is not the first time I've seen something in the soccer, I guess, field or soccer genre do something in NFTs, right? We've seen Cristiano Ronaldo. He signed a deal. I'd have to look at the details, but he signed a huge fucking deal. And this is important because soccer, right, is probably one of the biggest sports, if not the biggest sport in the world. 100%. If you go to fucking, like, not basically what I'm saying is not everybody around the world is playing fucking basketball or football or some of these like more niche sports, right? But soccer, you go anywhere around the globe and motherfuckers are playing. That's just what it is. Another example, you look at our basketball, top basketball players here, right? Like they have like maybe like 50 to 100 million followers on Instagram. You go to like Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, guys have like 300, 400, 500 million followers, right? That's a substantial difference right there, 100%, right? And so soccer is global, 100%. And that's why I think it's also interesting. This shit, little shit does matter because again, we talk about fucking crypto, fucking Ethereum, right? This shit's fucking, it's global, right? It's touching globally. And so going over to my next subject of ENS, Ethereum Name Service, which if you followed along, you know I'm one of the biggest fans of. So Google actually just released it was like some article about like nodes and shit, right? I'm not GigaBrain, so I wasn't going too in the weeds there. But they're basically talking about ENS, Google, right? And they've talked about ENS before, but this is one of those, just, again, it keeps on popping up. The consumer blockchain is 100% going to be a thing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, people don't necessarily understand blockchain yet, but when they're interacting with it on an everyday basis, like, it's just going to be it, right? And again, I've made plenty of episodes about ENS, Ethereum Name Service, and why I think it's super useful, but this was just one of those things, like, yes, they're talking about ENS, right? PayPal just got a new CEO or, like, president, right? In his bio, he has his .eth name in there. So, again, these little tiny things, I bring them up, but they fucking matter. Like, they matter 100%. I think another thing that I wanted to come in here and talk about is, these are just a tiny little list of convictions or little things that I see. Like, again, I don't really want to come on here and just, like, what, like, we could talk about fucking a stupid-ass coin or whatever, right? Like, that's just what I keep on seeing, like, little coin drop bullshit. Like, no one really cares about that, like, little coin drops, little fucking meme coins, like, cool. I mean, if you're into it, cool, but again, like, nobody really gives a shit. Like, it's not something that, like, for me personally, like, interests me or I think really has any type of utility or value there, so I don't really touch it, I don't really talk about it, but when I think about, now this is just going off script, when I think about mass adoption, right, I think a lot of people in the NFT space or maybe like the tech space, we're obviously ahead of the curve, 100%, right? And I literally said this like 2 years ago, maybe I said it probably a year ago, I can confidently right now still say, if you know and understand what an NFT is, right, you're way ahead of the curve, 100%, right? It isn't, even if you're not dabbling in it or if you haven't created an NFT yet, it's even getting hard to say it, what the fuck, you're still ahead of the curve. Like, if you understand what blockchain is, you're ahead of the curve. Like, people are just not understanding what this is. It's not like something normal. It's, again, to the average Joe Schmo, this shit is like rocket science as fuck to them, right? So when I think about mass adoption, like, I know it was always something like, oh, I can't wait for mass adoption, like, people to know. Personally, like, again, this is another thing. My thoughts on all these things changed every fucking 2 months, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 2 days, they'll be different. So I'm always changing my thoughts about what I think, what I see. Never just staying on to one thing and just holding on to it and just being stuck there, I guess. I'm always willing to change my mind if I see something different. But specifically with mass adoption, like, it's interesting, but it's also like, there's no need for, quote, mass adoption yet. Is there utility in crypto and is there value there? Of course, right? Again, borderless payments. Like, again, we can go on and talk about that. But it's until the average consumer, right, the average Joe Schmo outside of the NFT tech space is using this shit, right, using blockchain, right, using digital assets, right, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, it's not, like, it just... it doesn't matter, right? So But again, I know people that listen to this podcast. Again, you're obviously, you're a mover, you're a shaker, you're trying to build some shit 100%. So again, you got to be ahead. You got to be the one building. You've got to be the one creating. You've got to be the one going outside of the box. Because again, it's so fucking new that you have to be the creator. You have to start the wave. So I understand that perspective. But so there's two different things there. It's like, yes, I can build on the top of this, or I can start creating on top of this, right? But then at the same time, it's like you want other people to be able to come and utilize whatever you're building, right? Like if I'm building something on top of whiskey.eth, as an example, I'm just blowing this out there. I obviously want people to come and utilize it, right? It's just people are not there yet, right? And it doesn't mean, well, I should stop, or I shouldn't keep building or keep on creating or putting new thoughts or ideas into it. But it's just an interesting perspective to think that the average Joe Schmo or consumer are, right? The average Joe Schmo is just going to understand all this shit, and that they're going to be just walls down, ready to go head first. Like, they're scared of this shit. What is the media talking about? The media is talking about CBDCs. They're scaring the shit out of them. Your currency is going to be controlled, and you're not going to have shit, and you're going to have a, like, it's, like, it's just interesting. All this shit is so interesting. You can't ignore that. You can't ignore just regular culture, right? What is the average person talking about in their day-to-day, right? If they're talking about crypto and NFTs, it's probably, just from my bet, it's probably not in a good way, right? It's normally in, like, a negative, like, oh, yeah, or whatever, crypto bros or whatever the fuck, right? It's always something negative. That's just what I see, right? Just from what I see. But again, obviously, if your nose is straight into the NFT scene and you're just hanging around NFT bros, then obviously, right? Like, it's normal shit for you. It's normal shit for you. But all that to say, I don't give a shit about mass adoption. Like, it'll be there when it's there, when I guess regular ass consumers just find something that they like, something that they can use with blockchain or digital assets or whatever, then it'll make sense, right? But it's just so obvious to me. It's just so obvious to me that, again, this is still just the way that it's going to be, even though right now it seems like it's a fucking super bear market. It's just interesting because, again, the prices, right, are separate from the culture, right? So just because the price of Ethereum is down or whatever the fuck, or price of Bitcoin or whatever the fuck, right? Because again, what are they talking about on the news, right? It's just, oh, Bitcoin down 18%, right? And so if a normie sees Bitcoin down 20%, right, they're clowning on crypto. They think it's they're talking shit. They're right. Like, it's just what it is. But again, where the fuck is the money going? Where is the money going? Where's the money headed, right? Where's the money being spent? That's all from day one. Where is the money being spent? Where's the money headed? Where are consumers spending their dollars? It's fucking digital, 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 digital. So we have to understand the next iteration, right? So that's basically it for today. That's all I wanted to come on here and say. I don't want to just keep making episodes. Like, just, I don't ever want to just come out and just say some bullshit or just what I just see. If it's not something that I think actually has some type of meaning or value to, again, you or just whatever you're doing, like, if it's just not important or if it's not moving the space forward or just something like that, I don't really give a shit to talk about it. But so these episodes are a little bit, they've been kind of scattered. It's been a little bit slow, but again, when it's slow, you know what that means. Again, it's time to learn, time to just, again, understand the consumer. Where are they going to be? And how can I, again, find out where the world is going and get there first? So that'll be the end of today's episode. Kind of a quick one. It's kind of pretty general. I just really just wanted to touch on those few things that give me conviction still. And again, there's still a fuck ton of things that give me conviction. And I've talked about them plenty on this episode. But that'll be the end of today's episode. Again, if you are new here, I want to give you a warm welcome. If you're not new here, welcome the fuck back. You know what it is. So if you're new here, again, you're learning about NFTs again, I would highly, highly, highly recommend starting on episode one. Run through the entire catalog again. I've had the top CEOs, top motherfuckers on this podcast, talking on this podcast in the NFT space. Again, top CEOs coming on, shooting the shit, right? you can learn some shit. Again, if it's not from me teaching, it's from these guys, right? These guys have years of experience, and again, they've seen this shit. They've seen the trends. They know what the fuck's going on. So I guess just super confident that you can learn something if you're new here, right? If you're not new here, again, you're not new here, so you know what's up. but I just wanted to basically just like align my schedule. So you can expect to see Future of NFT podcasts. Again, I know they've been fucking kind of spaced out a little bit. You can expect to see this podcast come out every single Monday. Every single Monday, you can expect this podcast to come out. And on Wednesdays, maybe Fridays, I'll drop maybe like an Inside Jared's Head, something like that. But I really need your help. I really need your help here. You need to tell me what type of content you want to listen to. Like what? I know it's like NFT shit, digital asset, but like what else do you want to hear? Like what else interests you? Like what else do you think? Where are eyeballs at, right, that you're seeing and you think is interesting? Just shit like that. Like I literally need your help. Again, if you're an OG listening to this podcast, again, reach out. Let me know what you want to hear about next. If it's still the same shit, that's awesome. But again, I just want to make something new, create something new, something fun. Just something new, right? Refreshing. Just that's basically it. Again, the Inside Jared's Head, that's strictly just me. The shit that I, again, inside the dome, I got to get out to the world, that I feel is just necessary. So again, those will keep continuing Inside Jared's Head. And again, that'll be like a random, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't know, just random throughout the week. But the NFT episodes, you can expect every single Monday from this point forward. But that is the end of today's episode. Again, as always, reach out. I want to hear from you. Whatever the fuck you're working on, whatever you're excited about, if you have any questions, again, if I don't know the question, I can always point you in the right direction. But as always, don't be afraid to reach out. Again, if you just want to say what's up, I'll say what's up back. You know how it goes. but again, that is the end of today's episode. From all around the world, I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, yeah, crazy. Yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my.